Thank you for calling customer services, Riley. How may I help you?
Hi, Riley. I'm Gene Pfeiffer, and the reason I'm calling, we want to cancel any future charges from how you pronounce a barrage build, performed, whatever.
Yes, sir.
For Gene P. Pfeiffer.
Right. One second.
Pardon me?
One second, sir. Can you provide me with the zip code, please?
27551.
And can you verify the shipping address for me, please?
150 Oakwood Drive, Macon, M-A-C-O-N, okay. North Carolina, 27551.
All right, and then this is about the Lavish Grace skincare cream and serum.
Yes.
Okay, so what was purchased back on the 19th of February was a 14-day trial to try the product for 14 days. And she was only charged $10.90 for shipping and handling. However, since we didn't receive a call within the 14 days, we did bill her the full price of the product.
Sure, we were just going to use it to put up.
Okay. Sure. Which was how much?
$94.90 for the, one second. $94.90 for the skincare cream, and then $85.90 for the serum. But it looks like the other charges that tried to go through were declined.
Okay. Would you? She's just.
I'm right here.
Would you explain that to her again? What she was supposed to do in 14 days?
Okay, so it was a 14-day trial from the day that you did get the product. You were only charged $10.90 for the shipping and handling for you to get the product for 14 days. And however, since we didn't receive a call within that 14 days to cancel the trial, we did bill you the full price of the product, which we only billed you for one of the products, which was the skincare cream. And we did try and bill you the rest of the full products, but those seem to have gotten declined.
Okay. No more of those food trials. They're not worth it.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything I can do for y'all?
No, that's good. That's
yes, to send an email to her email address to that effect and just cancel everything.
Well, sir, I can't send emails.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, you were trying to use the pieces you took off.
Can you send a letter, a statement?
No, sir.
Pardon me?
No, sir.
No?
No.
Okay. Oh, boy, I wouldn't want your job. You don't want people. But anyhow. How can we resolve this?
Well, sir, the most I can do is cancel out the account, but that's as far as I can do.
Okay, that'll be fine. Very good.
Okay, just give me a second.
Sure. And I apologize. You know, I guess it's one of those catch-20s. You see something and it looks, I don't have to explain it to you. You know, and they end up.
Yes, sir.
And then you don't follow the instructions or read the fine print and do what you're supposed to do. And in this case, that's what happened.
Yes, sir. Do y'all need the cancellation code? Because I can give y'all that over the phone if y'all have a pen and paper.
I do.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. C as in Charlie. B as in boy. E as in Edward. F as in Frank. 0, 7, E as in Edward, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, 9, E as in Edward.
Okay, let me read that back. C, B, E, F, 0, 7, EAF9E.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Yeah, they're winning a lottery ticket number. You wish you had that too, right?
I wish. But thank you for calling customer service and have a great day.
Okay, well, I hope you get good people calling you. A lot of people are ready to fight, I guess, when they call you up near you.
Yes, sir.
But you have a good weekend coming up, and thank you so much for the help.
All right, you as well.
Bye now.
Bye.